This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Police in Pueblo are looking for several people who threw red paint on a Christopher Columbus monument on Sunday. The bust of Columbus has long been the subject of demonstrations in Pueblo, as well as a failed mediation process aimed at deciding what to do about it. Pueblo has strong ties to Italian immigrants, but the location also has deep ties with native people. A new forecast from Realtor.com predicts Colorado Springs will see housing costs rise significantly in 2022. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
The Springs comes in at number 14 in Realtor.com's projection of next year's hottest housing markets. Hot, meaning biggest percentage increase in housing prices and housing sales. Metro Denver made the list too, down at number 48. These predictions show a lot of people are still wanting to make their home on the Front Range, and it's the latest in a long run of good news for those selling homes. On the downside, the forecast says part of what won Salt Lake City the number one spot is an influx of people moving from Colorado in search of more affordable homes in Utah. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Dangerous fire conditions continue Wednesday for southern Colorado. The forecast includes high winds and low humidity. A red flag warning from the National Weather Service is in effect through 5 p.m., which means people should avoid burning things outside. Officers with the Aurora Police Department are set to get $8,000 retention bonuses on top of $2,000 bonuses for every city employee. The funds come from federal pandemic relief. Nothing in the measure prevents officers from leaving the department after collecting their money. About 180 officers have left the Aurora Police over the last 2 years, but most of those positions are now filled. This is CPR and KRCC.